Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar, publisher of Floor Focus magazine. And this morning we have as our guest Vinny Verga, the president of Flooring America. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well, Kemp. Thanks for asking, and thanks for having us on the call.
Sure. Well, thanks for agreeing to talk to our audience. I understand you had a convention in Houston. Is that correct?
We sure did. We had our Experience the Vision, Create Customers for Life event, which was very exciting.
Okay, and for those, I'm sure most people know this, but Flooring America and Flooring Canada has about 500 members and represents about 600 stores. So when your group came down to Houston, what were some of the highlights of the show?
Well, you know, one of the biggest things that we were doing, Kemp, is we introduced a new showroom format. We called it Vision 2008. It's been a project we've been working on for about 3 years, and it's really all-encompassing. It's literally the first showroom, I think, of its kind, where every element of the showroom, the outside exterior, the signage, the inside interior, the floors, the lights, the bathrooms, the warehouse, everything was built and designed based on how to take care of our customers in the best way possible and to get the highest amount of sales. And it's truly unique and special.
Well, let me ask you, one of the things that I'm particularly interested in is merchandising. You know, I know that there's been some research that's been done, and you may even be able to hone in and give me some better numbers, but that a lot of times when, you know, the homeowner comes in and wants to buy flooring, they really don't know exactly what they want until they come to the store. So how you merchandise a product can be very critical in what the consumer walks away with. Is that part of this redesign?
Absolutely. We literally redesigned all of our merchandising tools, all of the graphical elements, all of the point-of-sale merchandising, and even the graphical elements that go on the walls, the wayfinders, every element of that store was built with one thing in mind, how to make a female customer ages 35 to 65 feel extremely comfortable and find the perfect floor for her home.
All right. Did you engage an outside party? How did you come up with this?
It was interesting. As I said, it's a long process for us. We actually started 3 years ago in earnest on the hard lifting on this project, and it involved, first of all, going to our best and most successful members and understanding what they did that was unique and different from their peers.
Yeah, that's great.
We did a tremendous amount of consumer focus group studies. We talked with a lot of customers and tried to understand what they liked and did not like about floor covering retailers today. And then we hired a terrific design firm and a display and setup firm who were both engaged early in the process and were very active in helping us to determine the elements that we ended up landing on and using. And then Flooring America and Flooring Canada are kind of unique, Kemp, in that we have a lot of committees and councils that are staffed by our members. And so all along the way, literally every 3 months, there were meetings being held with either an advisory council, which is served down by 15 members, or a product steering committee, which has 10 members on it, or an advertising committee, which has about 10 members on it, as well as staff, where they were going through different elements going, okay, this is what we're thinking. Does it make sense? What do we need to fine-tune? And getting feedback all along the way.
Okay, so you've been testing, as you were developing the different facets of the whole showroom design, you were testing it.
All along the way. And then one of the things that we do that makes us a little different than other companies as well is that we literally built 3 test stores from the ground up, where two of them were remodels, but complete remodels, and one of them was a brand new location where we put these elements in, saw how they worked, again, brought customers in and members in, and modified them each time so that we had 3 evolutions, if you will, of this design before we landed on the final model that we've now launched.
Okay. Well, on those where you redesigned, were you able to track increases in sales? I know there's always, external factors, like economic situations or seasonality that would also vary, but were you able to see a nice increase in sales from those stores that were remodeled?
Actually, we were. It's really impressive. We saw in the stores that were redone that were existing stores, which the only change that was made was the remodel, we saw in excess of a 20% lift in same-store sales as compared to their markets.
No, that's 20%. That's unbelievable.
Yes, it is. And to be honest with you, we think that number will go higher over time because of the way the store is working. It seems to be growing at the same-store comp increases.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you give me one or two examples of a change in merchandising? Take, for instance, if we were to talk about carpet for a minute, are you in these new stores? Are you merchandising the carpet by texture type, by lifestyle? Can you give us any of those nuggets, or are we going to have to sneak into a store to see it?
No, I can give you a little bit.
Okay.
One of the focuses that we have is that we have proprietary brands that only Flooring America and Flooring Canada members can use, and those brands are designed to serve different segments of the markets. So, for example, we have a brand which is called Homecraft, which is really all about value. Homecraft is a builder-oriented or budget-minded customer's brand.
Okay.
So whether you buy carpet, laminate, ceramic, any product inside that store, if you're a value-oriented customer, you're going to go to our Homecraft brands in that area to find them.
So it's a good, better, best system is kind of what it is.
It kind of is, only there's more elements. There are really six signature brands that we use inside the store to serve all different kinds of customers, and they transcend all product categories, which is very powerful because it makes it very simple for your salespeople and our environment to help a customer find a brand that she likes, and once she identifies with it, they often come back again and again to continue doing business in that same brand if it still fits what they're doing in the house.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to go see one of these stores, where would they have to go?
We have one of the model stores, if you will, that was opened is in Houston.
Okay.
And that's one of the reasons why we were there.
All right.
And we have one in Dallas, Texas. It's in Denton. And we have one in Hooksett, New Hampshire. So those are the three that are currently open today that are fully operational.
And what is your plan for your members' plans? Because I know that your members are independent business people, but what are their plans around putting these into action?
Actually, the response is just tremendous. And as we speak right now, after the event, we're running underneath all the requests to convert and change and explore this opportunity. So I suspect you're going to see probably 15 to 20% of our members will be on this new format inside 12 to 18 months.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, so which is very good. And I suspect within a few years, you'll see the vast majority will move to it. But it's based on the desire of the members seeing the value in it. But if you look at a 20% lift in same-store sales, for the average member, this program would pay for itself in a year and a half. And after that, all the extra money is going into your wallet.
So this is called the Vision 2008 Store?
Mm-hmm. Well, we call it Experience the Vision now, because now that we're in 2008, it sounds dated.
Okay.
But Experience the Vision is our nickname for it, and up till now, we've called it Vision 2008.
Okay. Were there any other initiatives that you rolled out down in Houston while you were all together?
There were quite a few. Another big initiative that we did is we launched a tool called Profit Builder. And what this is, Kep, is it's designed. A lot of retailers don't have a merchandising strategy that ties back into how they price the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't capture the actual best operating margins that they're entitled to and that they really need. A flooring retailer needs to have a reasonable margin if they're going to have the money they need to invest in their future and have success during downturns like we have right now going on in a lot of the country. So Profit Builder is a terrific merchandising price tag tool that allows them to professionally price their entire showroom while systematically allowing them to increase their gross profit margins. We've got about 50% of our members using the underlying strategy that we've built for this and having tremendous success. We have members on average increasing their gross profit margin 5 to 10%.
So this is a software.
It's a technology solution, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So as prices change, it makes it easier for them to figure out what percentages to add on to go ahead and to set the consumer price. Is that
even,
right?
Even more than that, what it does is it creates clear and logical stair-step trade-ups for customers, where she'll find a product on sale and products that are not on sale. So it reinforces the fact that she can find values at any given price point in the store. And a customer, everyone knows, I'm sure your wife loves to come home and tell you how much money they save by buying things on sale.
Right.
And this strategy allows a member to have key price points featured on sale in their store always, legitimate values and savings, in a way that allows them to increase their gross profit margin.
Well, that's good. Well, it's good to have you explain to our listeners exactly some of the highlights of what's going on with Flooring America. It sounds like it's very interesting. Are there any other things we need to talk about?
No, the only other thing I'd love to mention, if you don't mind, is that if anyone out there is interested in exploring what Flooring America and Flooring Canada has to offer, I can give you an 800 number that they can call.
Okay, let's have it.
It's 866-315-8705.
And what's the website?
Website is www.flooringamerica.com.
Okay. Great, Vinny. I appreciate you spending time with us. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and Vinny Verga, president of Flooring America, and this is floordaily.net.